Into the Sun by Robert Duncan Milne. Scene, San Francisco. Time, 1883. And so you think, Doctor, that the comet which has just been reported from South Africa is the same as last year's comet, the one discovered first by Kruls at Rio de Janeiro, I mean, and which was afterwards so plainly visible to us here all through the month of October. Judging from the statement in the papers regarding his general appearance and the course in which it was travelling, I do not see to what other conclusion we can come. It is approaching the sun from the same quarter as last year's comet. It resembles it in appearance. Its rate of motion is as great, if not greater. All these things are very strong arguments of identity. But then how do you account for so speedy a return? This is only the end of August, and last year's comet was computed to have passed its perihelion about the 18th of September, scarcely a year ago. Even Encke's and Biela's comets, which are denizens of our solar system, so to speak, have longer periods than that. I account for it simply on the hypothesis that this comet passes so close to the sun that its motion is retarded, and its course consequently changed after every such approach. I believe, with Mr. Proctor and Professor Voss, that this is the comet of 1843 and 1880, that it is moving in a succession of eccentric spirals, the curvatures of which have reduced its periods of revolution from perhaps many hundreds of years to, at its last recorded return, 37 years, then to 2 1/2, and now to less than 1. And its ultimate destination is to be precipitated into the sun. This is certainly startling, supposing your hypothesis to be correct, and should such a casualty happen, what result would you anticipate? That demands some consideration. Take another cigar, and we shall look into the matter. The foregoing conversation took place in the rooms of my friend Dr. Arkwright upon Market Street. The time was about 11 o'clock at night. The date, the 27th of August. The interrogations were mine, and the answers the doctor's. I may add that the doctor was a chemist of no mean attainments.